Precious Popcorn by Pia Cook, read by Rick Blade
and Mona Lisa.
And our voiceover website is rickandmona.com, as in rick-n-mona.com.
Precious Popcorn by Pia Cook.
A young boy makes a wish to a couple of aliens. The wish turns into a burden, but redemption comes from the faith of believers. Fade in.
Interior, kitchen, day. A simple farmhouse kitchen, wood plank floors, and a sturdy wooden table with matching chairs.
Henry, 45, short, wiry, and balding, sits at the end of the table. He has a serious expression on his face.
Mildred, 40, short, plump, and buxom, with a friendly face, spoons food onto Henry's plate.
Johnny, 5, wide-eyed and skinny, with a mop of white hair on his head, barely reaches over the top of the table.
Henry.
If it doesn't rain soon, we might lose all of our crop.
Mildred.
I'm sure it will rain soon, dear. You just worry too much.
Johnny.
What will happen if it don't rain, Pa?
Henry looks at Johnny with a worried look on his face.
Henry.
Son, if it doesn't rain, we might lose all of our corn. If we lose our corn, we won't have anything to feed the cows. If we can't feed the cows, we will lose our cows. If we lose our cows, we will lose everything.
Mildred.
Now, it won't come to that.
Johnny.
Pa, do cows like popcorn?
Henry looks at his son with a smile on his face.
Henry.
Everyone loves popcorn, son. That's why we grow corn.
Johnny smiles at his dad, his hero.
Exterior, cornfield, day. The sun rises over the never-ending cornfields. Johnny runs out of the house. He skips down to a large oak tree where a swing hangs. He jumps onto the swing and starts kicking. He goes higher and higher.
When the swing swings really high, Johnny notices a strange object in the middle of one of the fields. He stretches his neck as high as he can to better see. There's some movement in the corn surrounding a UFO-looking object.
Johnny jumps off the swing, heads into the jungle of corn stalks, and enters a clearing. Two androgynous-looking aliens with huge eyes and pale skin are sweeping long, pulsating light rods across the cornfield. Johnny walks up to them, looks at the UFO with amazement, then turns his attention to the aliens. Johnny.
What are you doing?
The aliens look up at Johnny. Johnny.
My dad will be mad at you.
The aliens look at each other, then turn to Johnny. They speak with a strange, computerized voice.
Alien 1.
Why?
Johnny.
You are ruining our corn.
They all look at the corn stalks laying flat on the ground. Alien 2.
We are making what you humans refer to as crop circles.
Johnny tilts his head.
Johnny.
What's a crop circle?
Alien 1.
They are wave points. They give all the space travelers their coordinates so they know exactly where they are in the solar system.
Johnny.
It's not nice to hurt other people's things.
The two aliens look at each other. Alien 1.
We don't want to cause trouble for anyone. We'd be happy to make it up to you. Tell me, what would make your daddy really, really happy?
Johnny's eyes roll around while he thinks.
Johnny.
I think he wants it to rain. If it rains, the corn won't die, and everyone, even the cows, will have popcorn.
The two aliens look at each other and nod. Alien 2.
That's easy. Consider it done.
Johnny.
Really? You can do that?
Alien 1.
It will be our pleasure. Better keep quiet about us, though, so they don't think they're making things up.
Johnny.
No, sir. I won't tell no one.
Interior, kitchen, day. The family is again seated at the table for dinner. Henry looks really worried. Mildred tries to keep a happy face. Johnny looks like he's ready to burst with excitement. Henry.
No rain again.
Johnny.
Day ain't over yet, Pa.
Henry and Mildred glance at each other and smile. Henry.
Just finish up your food, son.
Suddenly, there's the sound of rain on the roof. They look at the ceiling, then at each other. Excitement grows on their faces. Johnny.
It's raining, Pa.
Smiles grow all around as they rush up and go to the window. They peek out the window. Huge, snowflake-looking things fall from the sky. They all look confused. Henry.
What the?
Johnny.
Is it snowing, Pa?
Mildred.
It can't be. It's August.
Henry runs to the front door. The others follow. He opens the door and steps out. Exterior house, day. Popcorn falls from the sky like snow in a fierce nor'easter. Henry steps out on the porch perplexed. Mildred and Johnny follow. Henry picks up some of the popcorn. He smells it, tastes it.
Henry.
It's popcorn.
He looks around. Popcorn is piling up everywhere, weighing down the corn stalks, making them sag to the ground. Henry runs up to some sagging plants and tries to make them stand up again. Henry.
I'm ruined.
Johnny runs up to his dad.
Johnny, excitedly.
It's raining popcorn, Pa. Are you happy now?
Henry.
No, son, I think we're ruined. This is worse than no rain.
Sadness grows on Johnny's face as he watches his dad slump down on all fours, sifting through the popcorn. Mildred runs up to Henry and kneels next to him. Mildred.
I'm sure I can come up with lots of recipes for popcorn. We'll have food for a long time. Henry.
We're ruined, Mildred. This is no better than a plague right out of the good book.
Johnny heads back to the house, head hung low and shoulders stooped. He kicks at the popcorn in anger.
Johnny.
I'm never going to trust an alien again. No, sir.
Interior, bedroom, day. Johnny wakes up as the morning sun tickles his face. He jumps out of bed, heads to the window, and peeks out. His jaw drops, and his eyes bug out. There are dozens of television vans and thousands of people outside.
Interior, parents' bedroom, day. Johnny comes running into the bedroom. He runs up to his sleeping dad and shakes him.
Johnny.
Pa, there are people in our yard stealing our popcorn.
Henry wakes up and jumps out of bed. Exterior, yard, day. People are scooping the popcorn into anything they can find. Garbage bags, buckets, purses. A television crew person holds a mic to a woman's face. Woman.
They say the Lord Jesus took one kernel and fed a whole bunch of people. I think that's what's happening here too. Hallelujah.
A man is being interviewed.
Man.
They say this popcorn fell from heaven. It's a sign we are not alone. Jesus is with us all the time.
A man holds a small bag of popcorn. Man too.
I paid $25 for this popcorn. It was worth every penny. Just imagine, God himself popped these.
Interior, kitchen, day. Busy place. Henry is at the table calculating, running a machine, adding things up while people are standing in line. Johnny walks up to Henry, admiring him.
Johnny.
Are you still disappointed with the popcorn, Pa?
Henry smiles at him.
Henry.
Son, we're gonna be all right. In fact, I think this will be our best year yet.
Johnny.
Really, Pa?
Henry.
Yes, son. Everything will be all right.
He gives Johnny a big, tight bear hug.
Fade out.